Hi, Monet.
Hello.
How are you feeling today? We were
You
robbed.
know, a little bitter, a little sour, and but it's the game. It's part of the game. You can't be mad at the game. You can't hate the players, but you can't hate the game.
I know. I just feel like you got such an abrupt ending. It was just like, oh, Monet's gone. Sort of talk to me about like watching the episode back. Was there anything that surprised you?
Yeah, I was really surprised that Candace betrayed me like that because I thought we had an understanding. We had chatted about trusting each other, like regardless of what like each other's alignment was. Because I think in the game, ultimately, regardless, because the only people who know things definitively are the traitors, right? So for the rest of the families, you don't really know. So like you're kind of just going and whatever. And I'm like, you know. I just had a pact with her that we would protect each other regardless of what our alignment was. And obviously she knew what I was, but I didn't know what she was. So, and I thought that she would write that because I thought to myself, like, as a traitor, you still want to have faithfuls who trust you. But she saw a moment of weakness and she got me out, girl.
Oh my gosh. I know. And you know what? It's interesting. The traitors are very like loyal this season. Like
I
she's come.
know.
What's going on? Because it's not bad that you're coming after another traitor. It's not bad for her necessarily, right? I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think that's the gaggiest part is that the traitors are so loyal this season. I feel like a few, like, last, oh, yeah, I feel like last season they would have sold each other down the river. But this time, like, she's like going back and reporting to them who's saying their names, and they're really, really, really loyal. So I think that's what it is too. Like, in past iterations of the show, I'm like, yeah, you're a traitor, but you still are worried about your game and protecting yourself. But this time, they have each other's, they are literally thick as thieves.
Yeah, and I feel like yes, they got Donna, but at some point another traitor, they're gonna have to give up another traitor, I feel like, or they're start, you know, they're getting whittled down the numbers. So it was surprising to me that she did tell Lisa. Was Candace the only one you told you were suspecting Lisa?
I think I said it also to maybe Colton, because the people I was trusting 100% were Natalie, Colton, Candace, and Rob C, but he was obviously gone. So I think I definitely said to other people in different like to Colton and probably Natalie that like, yeah, I think Lisa's a traitor, but Candace was the one that stuck because she was an actual traitor and she used that to get me out.
Yeah, I mean, talk to me about Lisa's performance at breakfast. I mean, I had to be a little sus on, I mean, even Tiffany just told me that she was thought that was a little weird.
Yeah, that was the thing that was true that like I was like, oh, she's definitely giving traitor vibes because when we were talking to Ron was like offering up and like you could tell he was just like we asked him a question, he answered. He wasn't like giving this like think piece and like thinking super hard. And, we don't want Lisa to think too hard so she hurts herself. So we're sitting there and she's talking and she's like, a leather mask. We're like it
That's
did feel odd, and I think that's why I was like, "Oh, this bitch is a traitor." And when I said it to Candace later, it was because I was really coming to terms with I think Lisa is, and trying to spread a seed so that because I was like, "We got Michael first. Let's get Michael out, regardless of what he is, get him out to move to Lisa next." And yeah.
yeah. Talk to me about picking Tiffany to unshield in the mission. Did you suspect Tiffany as well at some point?
Yeah, so from the night one, I thought she was the traitor who was chosen the first night. Because I was analyzing everyone's walk up to Alan and their walk back. And I don't know, something about Tiffany, I just thought that she was a traitor. Because I had known her about her lore from she had the Cookout
The
Alliance,
cookout.
so her season of Big Brother. So she's a very strategic person. I was like, they gotta be at least one gamer in the turret. And I just thought she's the smartest and the strongest one, so it probably is her. So when people were like starting to say Tiffany, and when I unshielded her, I was like, this can be our chance to get a traitor out. I was really thinking her, but you know what? In hindsight, I should have let someone else do it because I think she obviously unshielded me because I was the one who put the spirit in her thing, which is completely fair. She was absolutely do that, but this is another testament to the traitors, like you. You can make moves, but don't be the one being caught making the moves. Like that's always the thing.
Right.
You just like make the decision, but have your hands clean.
Yeah. I feel like this the air was sucked out of the room when Tiffany said she was a faithful. What was that like in there? It was very
Oh
intense.
yeah, it was so somber. Like people were, there was no reactions. Like, oh, it wasn't even that because people were really because she gave such a such a carnal plea. It felt like she was really like, I'm doing this. Like, she's like, I really need this. And but then again, I'm like, but then you're sitting there reading, like, in your mind, you're like, wait, but is she just a really good cover because she's a traitor? Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
So, but it felt so different. And when she said that she was a faithful, it wasn't a like, oh man, we messed up. It was a silence of like, wow, we like really fucked up someone's opportunity here, and that sucks. That feels bad.
Yeah, I'm curious, Monet, like, what's are you happy that you were murdered, or would you rather have been banished? What's better or worse? I don't even know.
Oh, banished. Because when you get banished, you can go down with a fight. Like, you get to fight for your last moments. When you're murdered, it's just so easy. Like, no one hears a peep from you. Like, there's no, like you don't have anything. But when you get banished, you get to like really say your final piece, and you get to really go ham. And I think that's what I'm really good with my words. So I would have loved a chance to be at that round table and let them have it and let them feel stupid. Or, really like plea, like with my last dying breath, with Lisa's broken wine glass at my neck, like with my last dying breath, say something. But, unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel like we were robbed of seeing that, so I was a little bummed.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you found out who the traitors were? Who surprised
I
you?
was shocked that Candace and Robert traitors. I was just no thought in my mind at all it was them. Lisa, not so much, but Candace and Rob, I was like, I was so shocked. And I think they're playing the best game as traitors. I think they're doing a good job. Rob is so quiet, and he's really quiet. He only speaks when spoken to. And Candace is doing a good job of balancing, of making us think she's a faithful because of how, because she's like defending faithfuls at the round table. She did it with Tiffany. She did it with Portia. Like, she's doing a really good job. And that's why I thought she was a faithful. Because
Yeah.
after Portia's banishment, we were both so upset about it, and we were in the bar commiserating. She was like, "I just knew it." She was like, "I just knew she was a faithful, and no one believed. Listen to me." I was like, "Oh my God, this bitch is a faithful." Okay, good, 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 good. But that was just her game, which is again, really, she's doing a good job.
Yeah. I know you got to run, Monet, but and I have to ask you this question. We saw you out in Fiji for Survivor for a little bit. We see you on the Traitors. Can we see you in the Big Brother house? Would you ever do it?
I would love to be in a Big Brother house. I think I really thrive at strategy gameplay. I mean, didn't work out this time, but I think the Big Brother house is calling my name, and I think it's something I have to do. I would love to.